so many of us feel that sin is more powerful than virtue in our lives. We can resonate with these words of Paul. I am of the flesh, sold into slavery under sin. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. And the reason for this, no longer that I do it, but sin that dwells within me. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. And each of us faces that confrontation. What I want to do and what I do, I want to do good, and I end up doing less than good. And it gives me a sense of feeling lost, always in trouble, a guilty conscience, feeling that I'm a second-class citizen. And those words of Paul should bring us some comfort. He, too, felt the same feelings of guilt, of anxiety. And it reveals something about the poverty of our resources, that we are not as strong as we think, or as virtuous as we think, or as loving as we think. Paul put it in a more dramatically, to the present hour we are hungry and thirsty, he wrote. We are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless. We grow weary from the work of our own hands. Life is difficult. And for many of us, millions and millions of us round the world, that is so true. Life is difficult. But in our meditation today, we want to go beyond this present difficulty. And the first step in going beyond it is to accept ourselves as we are. Accept the fact that we're not as good as we think we are. And we have to learn, as Paul puts it, when reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we speak kindly. We have become like the rubbish of the world, the dregs of all things to this very day. But if only we could respond positively to the violence and negativity, criticism that surrounds us. And Paul's answer is to put in the middle of this mess, this helplessness, the picture of Christ on the cross. Because if there was ever a picture which summarized human weakness and vulnerability and powerlessness, it's the figure of Christ on the cross, dying in pain and agony. Why? For you and for me. Paul wrote, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And we can say that too. We've been struggling and we've been failing. We know what it is to be crucified, and we just need to add in with Christ. And to learn that in our weakness and vulnerability, Christ is closer to us than we could ever imagine. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. This God, this Christ, came out of the Godhead into humanity in order to rescue me from my weakness and my sin. And it is not a rescue like being pulled out of the sea when you're drowning. It's a rescue which puts a life vest round you to be able to cope with the sea until the time comes when we are taken to the life of resurrection. And with that life belt, we become something special. As Paul writes, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? God's temple is holy and you are that temple. It's not just a spiritual thing, this sense of being with Christ. It is my body. To actually accept that in the physical nature of my body, overweight, underweight, beautiful, ugly, in my sexuality, male, female, in my orientation, homosexual or heterosexual, in all that, I am part of God's temple, and God's temple is in my body, and God dwells within me as I am. That is the gift of knowing Christ, and Christ in his weakness is love that comes to me. And because Christ is in this feeble, fragile body of mine, I can also look beyond it. I can look beyond it to see that Christ was raised. And I can say with Paul, so if you have been raised with Christ, I can look to the things that are above. And I learn from that to set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So that when Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. In other words, once I recognize that Christ is in this painful, weak, fragile, sinful body of mine, once I learn to appreciate the value of this body as it is, strengths and its weaknesses, once I learn that this presence of Christ is a risen presence, and once I learn that that risen presence is moving me to another position, to look to a full glorification of this body in Christ after my death, then I have a new hope and a new knowledge and a new understanding. And I can say with Paul again, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, and I can pray that he may give me a spirit of wisdom and revelation as I come to know him, so that with the eyes of my heart enlightened, I may know what is the hope to which he has called me, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance. There is a future, and from my very weakness and sinfulness, I can see that there is appreciation not just within my friends of this world, but something deeper and more lasting, an appreciation within the risen body of Christ. A risen body of Christ which is going to take me to a glorious inheritance whose dimensions I cannot begin at this moment to understand. I just know that that is a promise that this Christ who saves me from myself, teaches me to love myself as I am, and gives me the power to look forward to something much better. Amen.